Section 3. You will listen to a monologue by a street food vendor who is also a food stylist. First, you have some time to read the questions in Task 1. As you listen to the monologue, identify whether each statement is true or false. You will hear the recording twice.
You wake up to the alarms and rushing feet, but me, I wake up to the inviting aroma of coriander and cumin, the crackle of hot oil, and the promise of another day serving food that makes people pause, take a bite, and smile. Before the city even stirs, my hands are already at work, kneading soft dough, grinding fragrant spices, and setting up the family food cart that's been passed down for 3 generations. My grandfather started this stall, my father carried it forward, and I've added my own modern, customer-friendly twist. Street food isn't just about feeding hunger, it's about creating an experience, richer than a hotel buffet, more satisfying than a restaurant meal. Every morning, I arrange my ingredients like an artist with colors. Crispy, golden puris waiting to be filled. Thick chutneys ready to swirl. And smoky paneer tikka, spicier and tastier than yesterday, ready for the grill. They say people eat with their eyes first. I say let's give them something more beautiful, vibrant and unforgettable than yesterday. A plate of chaat should be miniature. Colorful festival, texture rich and flavor packed. It should make you pause before the first bite, make you smile before the flavors even reach your tongue. Mr. Sharma arrives as always, eager for his extra crispy aloo tikki. He is the kind of customer who's open to trying something new, if it's made with soul. Today he bites into a version spiced with my father's original blend. It tastes different, he says. I smile, it tastes like memory. Tourists arrive hesitant. Street food? Is it clean? Safe? Healthy? Then they see the way I serve my pani puris like a blooming golden lotus. Use biodegradable banana leaf bowls and transform simple dishes into something extraordinary. Cameras click. This is art, they whisper. For me, it's respect. Respect for the food, the customer and the craft. But not everything brings joy. The waste, it hurts more than it used to. Food waste once seemed unavoidable. I had thrown away unsold samosas and scraps without a thought. But that changed the day I saw father quietly searching for food in the bins. Not begging, searching. Now untouched, leftovers go to a nearby community kitchen. Scraps? A local farmer uses them as compost. I also make sure to leave bits for the street animals and the leftover grains for the birds. It feels right, like giving back to the world that nourishes us. The circle completes itself. Food is life, and life deserves dignity, even in its last morsels. This is why I do what I do, not just to serve food, but to serve hope, heritage, and humanity.